Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We give the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time on this Thursday morning in Kansas City. May wheat opened at 5.71, up 1.5 on the open. July 5.79, up a half. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 5.18.5, up 1.75 on the open. July 5.29, up 1. September 5.60, up 4.75 on the open. May corn opened at 3.77, up 3.5 on the open. July 3.86, up 3.5. September 3.96, up 3.5. December 4.06.5, up 3.25, and December of 2010, 4.25, up 3.75 on the open. May beans opened at 10.58, up 12 on the open. July 10.50, up 11. August 10.28, up 13. November 9.30, up 6. March of 2010, 9.39.5, up 8. May soybean meal opened at 332.50, up 270 on the open. July 327, up 440. May soybean oil opened at 36.60, up 51 on the open. July 36.95, up 57. April live cattle opened at 87.45, down 12.5 on the open. April feeders 99.40, down 17.5. May lean hogs opened at 69.45, down 120 on the open. And May bellies 82.25, down 35 on the open. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 78.49 is down 36.75 points. The NASDAQ 16.39, down 6.61. And the S&P 500 at 840 is down 2.94, now down 3.02 points. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Nan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group. He is in Decatur, Illinois. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Dave.
So the question that we have in front of us, looking at July charts now, is whether or not soybeans have another run toward the January high or last week's high.
Well, it's real critical now that the market, ever since the market held that break that we had earlier in the week, and now we're running sharply higher here this morning, is that last Friday's high needs to be penetrated. So this is what you call as a test of the high for resistance, and see whether or not it puts the brake on it, turns down, or we go right on through it. So from a technical point of view, a lot of your technicians are going to be real watchful in here to see whether or not the high that we had on Monday, or I mean last Friday, is going to stop this current recovery rally, or we're going to plow right on through it. So it's real touchy here from a technical perspective.
What's the time frame for that 1064.5 plow through or not?
My guess is that it needs to happen real soon in here, otherwise the market is going to fail. I would say it's probably still kind of between now and the end of April here, first part of May. A lot of it is going to depend upon this weather pattern. Old crop is going to be a little different than probably new crop because of the supplies are tight and China continues to be a good buyer. But my guess is that we're getting to a point here where either the market's going to stall or we're going to go sharply higher.
If we stall, what are the downside objectives?
Well, it'll take one time at a, you know, one day at a time. Mm-hmm. It ain't going to fall apart right away, but it'll roll down and it'll find support. Pretty much where it found resistance initially, I suppose. If you kind of stop July futures in this 1050 area, then, you know, $10 will be the support. If you plow on through 1050 and go on up into the $11 area, well, then, you know, 1050 will be the initial support. So it'll probably go down in 50-cent pieces, but we'll have to see, you know, whether or not we can make a new high in here real soon.
Turn your attention to corn, which continues to sort of just mosey along sideways.
Well, corn is, you know, perking up a little bit. I mean, we had a pretty hard decline there last week, and then it followed through here earlier this week. Now we're trying to stabilize and try to come back. So, you know, corn is probably could be in a little better position to rally than maybe soybeans, because when you look at your momentum indicators, corn is more at the bottom end of the range, maybe in the somewhat oversold condition, whereas soybeans, since they've had a strong rally, are more liable to be called, you know, kind of in the overbought type condition. So I think what it's telling us here is that there could be a reversal in the general pattern, where corn's been kind of in a decline the last 2-3 weeks. Soybeans have been in a rising market for the last 2-3 weeks, and it probably depends upon the weather and whether or not the corn planters start rolling. Probably as we get into this first week of May or the first part of May, if we don't have much progress done, well, then the market will anticipate that we're going to maybe be losing some corn acres, we'll be gaining some soybean acres, and you may see the market flip-flop and become a little more friendly to the corn, a little more negative the soybeans. But that may or may not impact the front month because of the supply-demand tightening. But it would definitely impact maybe new crop futures anyway.
So on new crop futures charts, let's go and look at the December. What are you looking at?
Basically, corn has held what it needed to hold. If you want to be on the bullish side of the barometer, the trend line drawn off of the early December low connected to the early March low was able to give the market some support here, and now we've bounced off of that. We're now up against some of these long-term moving averages, like the 50-day moving average in this 410 area. You got the 100-day moving average up here in this 416, 417. So technicians will be watching to see whether the market can plow through those moving averages. If you can, I think that would be a strong sign that this market now is going to get into position to begin to kind of discount some of this planting delays or planting slow planting pace that we've had.
You've often said that it's tough to rally the market when the planters are rolling.
Right. We'll have to see whether or not those planters do roll. I think there's going to be some activity here over the next few days, but at least the weather forecasts indicate that any kind of widespread planting activity is not necessarily yet in the cards yet based upon the forecast.
Do you see anything in the charts that would suggest another stab at the 436 area, which we've been up to about 8 times over the last month and a half?
Well, right. Well, you do, because the market has held above the previous important low point. So the underlying trend in the market is still sideways to higher. So as long as you have the underlying trend sideways to higher, you have solid chances at punching through those areas.
And what else are you keeping an eye on technically these days?
Well, I still continue to watch the dollar. I believe the dollar, everything rests on the dollar. We are seeing some weakness here today. We had a little weakness yesterday. From a technical perspective, the dollar has found resistance at the 62% retracement level of the decline that we saw here during March. That's kind of stopped this current advance, and we'll see whether or not the dollar turns down from that, has kind of maybe a potential right shoulder in it. You could call it maybe a bear flag. You could call it a lot of things. We'll see whether or not the dollar rolls down and weakens and takes out this middle March low, or we go into a major deflationary phase and goes right on up through the top. So That's the key thing I think I'm watching, probably more important than anything, is the dollar.
And what are you putting your eggs in what basket, the rollover or the push higher?
I still think we have general deflationary pressures in the economy, but that doesn't necessarily mean that we can't see some weakness in the dollar on the short term based upon maybe a 12-week type cycle pattern. We could be looking at the dollar, could be having a short-term top here, and then we go into 3 to 4 weeks of kind of a sideways to down type mode.
And then after that, we wait and see, or do we go down, potentially down further low off of that?
We'll have to take one step at a time. There's a lot of uncertainty in the outside marketplace. But the general deflationary trend, I think, slow economic activity, and that is still going to kind of, I think, be supportive to the dollar rising.
Thank you much there, Dan.
Very well.
Dan Zwicker of ADM Grain Group. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana.